Welcome back to the Parish of Midlands 103 with myself, Kieran Feeney. This week we're focusing on epilepsy and we're in Brainwave and it is in Tullamore and we're in the Centre for Independent Living and I'm joined by two guests and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Good evening and what's your name?
My name is Anne.
How are you doing, Anne?
Not too bad, thank you.
And to my left is?
Barbara.
I'll start with you, Anne. How does it affect you or...
In my life, there's four in my family with epilepsy. And two of the lads have it since they were 12. They're now 34 and 32. And they take the tonic-clonic seizures. I was diagnosed myself 48 years ago with it. But the one point I want to get across is about Dr. Colin Doherty. He's the neurologist. He's one of the top neurologists in James's Hospital in Dublin. And he's after getting funding now with a doctor in Beaumont Hospital, and our family is the only one that they know of in Ireland at the moment with such a strong link with epilepsy. So they're going to do a research on it.
Okay.
So we're just waiting on the forms to come down for the consent.
Can you give us a bit of background to your own life then? It happened 48 years ago.
48 years ago, yeah, it happened to me. I was a private housekeeper in Moat, and it started when I was 16. And she brought me down to the doctor and that's when it was diagnosed.
Okay. And how did your parents deal with you and how did you deal with it?
When I was 16, I didn't know how to deal with it then. I was with my aunt at that stage. They were telling me, don't say anything about that. It was a terrible stigma to it that's brushed under the mat. I was working in the factory in Clara and you get up and go and they tell you, don't tell anyone you had one of them. It was like it was something mental was wrong with you. And that's why I'm so open about it now, and I have to talk about epilepsy. I have to get it through all the time.
And do you feel good about talking about it?
I do. I feel great about talking about it.
You must be a very mentally strong person, though, to come through it and deal with it, I suppose. Do you have to still deal with it, I take it?
Oh, I do. I'm on medication for life.
Right.
But with the other three members of the family then, you know, I didn't have time to think about myself. I was dealing with them.
And what was it like having... your three sons or three kids?
Two sons and a daughter.
Two sons and a daughter with it?
Yeah.
Must have been difficult, like.
The two sons was very difficult. The daughter was the more or less the absent seizures. She wasn't as bad, but okay. The two boys were since they were 12.
And do you think, with your understanding of it then, you were a great help to them? I know you're their mother, but seeing that you went through it, you were probably a great help to your family.
Well, I was a good help to them because Margaret would agree with me here. There's someone coming out of a seizure that once they know who's there with them and they were used to me. But if in a strange place, person coming out of a seizure, they're terrified if they see strangers or anything standing around them. No. And my lads always, even my eldest son, he would ring me to come home because they wouldn't deal with him at all. Like.
Out of curiosity, how is your family now? What lives do they lead?
Well, one of them is married. He's three children. His wife is very good and he's on an awful lot of medication. He deals with it very well. He comes over on a Wednesday night to go train in soccer. The other chap is very different. He won't go out much at all.
Right.
I'll bring him into town or whatever. He deals with it a different way.
Barbara, how are you doing?
Not too bad.
Where are you from?
Edenderry.
How has epilepsy affected you or your family?
I have a 12-year-old daughter who started taking seizures at 8 months old. She wasn't diagnosed until she was 2 years of age that she had epilepsy.
Do you know, Barbara, what it was? Did you click what it was, no?
No, not a bit. I did not know anything about epilepsy. We were at home. Myself and the husband looked and here was the child on the ground, full shaking. She was just pure blue, foam coming out of the mouth, up coming out of the mouth. We just literally picked her up, ran straight across the road, went into our GP, and he got an ambulance straight away, said that he thinks the child might have epilepsy because she didn't have a high temperature and all that. But like that, she continued taking seizures, maybe 10, 15 in a couple of days, and it just carried on and she kept getting worse. And we were in Mullingar the whole time. We nearly had a house built over there now, the many times we were over there. And it was just then we went to Tempest Street and she got an ECG, she got an MRI, she got a CAT scan done. And they told us then she had epilepsy.
Right.
And she went down on medication and like that. We're still continuing because they told us she'd grow over before 6 or 7. And instead, we got about 19 months free. And then it's like it came back with revengeance. It's just after getting worse. And we're after being told now, in the less than 3 years, that there's 3 lots of damage done to the brain. And she's now a candidate for the epilepsy surgery.
What was it like for you as a parent when it happened the first time? Probably, I'm a father myself. I don't know, I'd probably just... I wouldn't know what to do.
No.
That must be a very vivid memory for you the first time.
Oh, I can tell you. So, I can even tell you what we were wearing. I'm not messing with you. It was just so shocked. The husband panicked. I tried to remain calm. The two of us were panicking. We thought we were losing her. We didn't know what was happening. We were like shouting at the doctor. We couldn't wait to get to the ambulance and get to the hospital. It was the longest drive we've ever took. And in the hospital then, it took so long. And well, it seemed like long. I know it was only like a few minutes maybe, but it just seemed like an eternity before she came back and told us that she's settled and she's grand now. And they tried to warn us and give us a bit more information. And she was kept in hospital and that, but it was very, very scary. Only 4 brainwaves. And when I got in contact with Margaret, I learned more and more about epilepsy. And I've gone to the stage now, I could tell everyone about epilepsy. I go into the schools and they said to me, oh, you should become a teacher. You should tell people about it. I'm that aware of it now.
Maybe you should go back to college.
I'd love to.
I'm going to be blunt here. Is that tough for you to take when you look around and there's not many people that could deal with it and know how to deal with it and awareness of it? Do you get angry? Is there an anger there?
Yeah. Well, I do. I get very angry. I really, really get very angry over it because there is so much they could do and help us, you know. It's not an easy thing to deal with. It is frightening.
Yeah.
It is very frightening to see someone in a seizure, but I get very angry over the things, you know, that could be done and that the public could do there for us. And, you know, only for Margaret Bassett there, she's brilliant, and we have all our groups here. And there's a girl in Dublin, Rachel Ash. She has set up a page on Facebook and it's called Epilepsy Ireland, and it's a fantastic page. We have about 600 to 700 members on it.
Good stuff. So you'll continue to deal with life and deal with epilepsy, and you'll just have to keep marching on, I suppose.
Well, we've no choice really. Like the one lad of mine that will not go out, you know, doesn't want to go out, he had 10 seizures there one night, one after the other. As soon as he goes to bed, he gets them one after the other.
Jeez, that must be horrific to try and deal with.
Oh, it is. It is. And there is sudden death in epilepsy, and that lives with me every day. That's the one fear I have.
So you go around with this fear all the time. I was coming back to you, Barbara. You deal with the fear of death itself, really, isn't it?
Well, I do now. I don't know about Barbara and all everyone else, but I'd say they do. But I do. I live with that fear every day.
Do you enjoy life? Does it make you enjoy life more, or does it make you understand life more? Or what sort of journey have you gone on?
It's been a very hard journey, very hard journey. I don't enjoy life, you know, maybe understand life a bit better, but it's a very hard journey. It's a rocky road and you don't know what's at the end of it.
Now, Anne, Margaret Bassett is just, she's just interrupted. I suppose she's allowed to because I call her the manager here, but you jumped out of an airplane. I think you are fearless people, so you'd know, jumping out of an airplane probably was easy.
Well, maybe that'll give you a better understanding of what I feel about epilepsy.
Yes.
Because I have a fear of flying. I decided one day, I was sitting in the hairdresser's actually, and I saw the poster and it said about doing parachute jumps. And I said, that'd be a great idea to raise funds for epilepsy. So I got in touch with Margaret and she got me the
I said, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you said you weren't doing it. She sent me down out the cards and all for sponsorship cards. We raised, 1,500, I think I got. And it was the best day ever. I do it again. Hopefully next year I'll do it again now.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is excellent.
Mark, my son there, said he wants to do it as well. So,
all right.
But he's 16 now, so he can do it.
You conquered your fear of flying?
No, I still don't. No, I still don't like to fly. No, I do not. I do not. No, I have a terrible fear of flying. Actually, my eldest son wanted to know I was on a line of coke before I went up in the plane.
You were buzzed up. Oh, you're some outfit, Anne. Fair play to you. Barb, it's nice, though, that it's not that we have a laugh about, but I suppose you have to keep your spirits up, like, you know?
Oh, you really do. You're genuine, you have to, because if you just went around, down and out, you might as well just give up living. Yeah. It's a thing you deal with.
There's a lot of fear there all the time. And for what I might think is normal as a knock on the door, or as you said, a bang, that could mean serious trouble for you.
Like, I went up the stairs one morning, I heard the thud, and it was one of my sons, and he had the television up over his head, and he didn't know it, and just let it down. But he didn't know a thing about it. But there's a terrible fear there. As you said, the phone, knock on the door. Even when I hear the ambulance, I say, I wonder, is that one of mine? You know, if you're out somewhere, if you're in town or something.
I'd be the same with the phone. If you know, say, Naomi's in school, and next you see the school ringing, it could be for the slightest thing, saying they forgot their lunch or something simple, but the fear, it's like your heart literally stops. And if like that, if you're out, you hear an ambulance, or if you're up, like Naomi has taken seizures, she has fell down the stairs a couple of times, and it's like you're running the whole time, and it's just it could be due to kids messing, and you're gone running still. Mm-hmm. It is an awful fear to live with every day, but you just carry on.
I'm sure, though, with the help of Brainwave and Margaret, you'll push out that understanding a bit more.
We do.
Hopefully you do.
There's an Easter disco coming up, and we done breakfast morning. You know, there's a few things coming up now that I have to talk with Margaret about, and we're going to do a coffee morning. Like that, it's to try and get out and give people information, because there's people, the last Easter disco we had, we actually had a Halloween one, and we had a kids one, and then we had an adults one, and the laugh we had with everyone dressed up and didn't give a shite. It was brilliant.
You can laugh, Barbara, but I'll actually leave this. No, I'll actually leave this bit in. I've left in worse than that, so you're grand. And thanks a lot for sharing your story, because I need to go around and chat to all the other people.
Fine. Thank you, Kieran.
Barbara, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And the best of luck with your daughter, and I hope things keep going well, or as well as they can be.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kieran.